plan to drastically reduce mercury levels in the Northeast has been approved by the EPA, and the agency has changed RCRA rules for oil refining operations. Today is January 4th, 2008, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
EPA has announced the approval of a plan by the Northeast states designed to lower mercury levels in fish. The plan calls for a 98% reduction from 1998 levels of mercury from atmospheric sources in order to make mercury levels in fish low enough for the states to lift fish consumption advisories. The approved plan addresses the requirements of the Clean Water Act that require states to develop pollution budgets or total maximum daily loads for polluted waters. Think you're running a pretty righteous environmental operation in EPA's Region 2? Then now is the time to nominate your company or organization for the agency's 2008 Environmental Quality Awards. The awards recognize achievement in six categories: individual citizen, nonprofit organization, environmental or community group, environmental education, business and industry, federal, state, local, or tribal government or agency, and press and media. Nominations for the awards are solicited from both within and outside EPA. Nominations must be submitted by Friday, February 22, 2008. Award recipients will be honored at a ceremony in April at EPA's Manhattan offices. Coming up, EPA is making it easier for the public to understand its regulatory procedures, and changes to RCRA will allow oil companies to recycle some oil-bearing hazardous waste through gasification. After a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
EPA is sharing more information about ways the public can get involved in environmental regulation. The agency has added new features to one of its most popular websites for environmental regulatory information. This site, titled Laws, Regulations, Guidance, and Dockets, is often the public's first exposure to EPA's regulatory activities. The site makes it easy for the public to search and comment on EPA regulations and significant guidance documents, and includes new sections for finding regulations and related documents, plus regulatory history, statutory authority, supporting analyses, compliance information, and guidance for implementation. Searches for regulatory information can now be conducted by environmental topics such as air, water, or by business sectors such as transportation or construction. EPA has revised RCRA regulations to allow oil refineries to recycle oil-bearing hazardous secondary materials. The agency expects the changes to help petroleum refineries reduce waste and capture more energy by allowing for the recycling of materials used for the production of synthesis gas fuel. To qualify for the exclusion, the oil-bearing hazardous secondary materials must meet several conditions. Provided these conditions are met, these materials will be excluded from the regulatory definition of solid waste and can be used to produce synthesis gas. According to the agency, gasification is a highly efficient, advanced technology that is currently used to convert carbon-containing materials into synthesis gas. In petroleum refining operations, synthesis gas is used to generate hydrogen and electric power. The regulation should be published in the Federal Register in about 2 weeks. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we wish you a very happy and successful new year. Thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.